The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Yes, we are here on a Monday. We made it through the typhoon. We got the power. We got the internet back. And that means we can give you a dose of the BTN News Show today. It is the 17th of September, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. You're probably going to sit there and say, oh, well, come on, why you got to give me bad news on Monday? Yeah, sorry about that, but particularly the news is kind of thin anyway, so this is what we got to go on. If you enjoyed the Gmail feature that allowed you to access it offline, well, yeah, no more. Now, a lot of this was already brought to our attention that this would be happening. Problem is, though, we didn't know that the Gmail offline Chrome app, yeah, that would be ending sooner than we thought as well, as in December 3rd of this year. Now, of course, Google is giving you an alternative because of their redesigned Gmail interface, which I think a lot of people aren't that happy with, but if you want your offline experience, you're going to have to switch to it. But Google's saying there's not going to be any app attached to it anymore. Staying with Google, because that was pretty much the source for most news over the weekend. You might remember Google's now playing song recognition thingy, you know, it premiered in 2017. You said, yeah, that's pretty cool. Although, it did have its bugs here and there, and could only recognize a small amount of songs at that time. Well, that's all changed. The technology now is available in the cloud. How? Well, through Sound Search. And of course, as you can probably guess, this is all tied in with AI. Basically, what it does, the system will use a neural network to develop fingerprints identifying each song. Then, of course, we'll use a combination of algorithms, a little dot, a little doop-a-doop, and a da-bop-a-da-bop, and voila! At least that's what they're hoping for. Plus, at the same time, you're not having to use the power of your phone to do this. No, it's all being done on servers in the cloud, meaning it's going to work as good as fast as your internet connection is. Now, this may or may not make you want to drop your Shazam app, particularly if you're used to it. But if you need your screen real estate on your phone, it might be worth a try. Finally, arr, pirates out there, arr. More and more lately, we've been cracking down on the pirates. But a lot of people don't think about how they track down these pirates. It's usually through your ISP. Particularly in Canada, the ISPs are kind of saying, hey, you know, this takes a lot of effort, and, you know, maybe we should be compensated for this. Well, apparently, Canadian courts, they agree. Yes, for media companies, particularly in Canada right now, that want ISPs to go after pirates out there, it's gonna cost you. According to Canadian Supreme Court, they have unanimously ruled that internet providers are entitled to reasonable compensation when asked to link pirates' IP addresses to customers' details. Now, this actually kind of harks back a little bit, all the way back to the Hurt Locker, which, you know, intended to sue about 55,000 customers from the telecom giant Rogers, yeah, the big boy in Canada. Well, then after that, Rogers actually wanted to charge $100 per hour to comply with the request information. As you probably guessed, the thing went to court, and believe it or not, Rogers won that initial federal court case. Fast forward a few years later, and here we are. So now, if you're thinking, well, it might cost media companies even more to go after pirates, so maybe they'll stop. Not according to the media companies. They're simply just going to pass off that expense to you and I. So the next time you pay for a movie or buy some music, and it went up in price, particularly if you're in Canada, now you know why. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Take advantage of our awesome offer right now. If you're looking for web hosting, go to tsohost.com. Get your web hosting set up. Go to the checkout. Enter our little code there, BTN30. Get 30% off your order. How cool is that? Also, while you're hopping around on the interwebs, check out our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech, and our lovely Slack room. That's where the fun is, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us this very second. BritishTech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Monday. Let's get this week started right, all right? And thank you so much, as always, for listening.